Jesus Christ. How many know that we have to glorify the name of Jesus Christ? Praise the Lord. I want everybody to say, I have come.
I have come
into the house of God
to glorify
the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
The name of the Lord
and Jesus Christ.
And Jesus Christ
is to be lifted up.
Is to be lifted up.
He is the one that shall be praised in all the nations.
Lord, the nation.
In Jesus Christ's name.
Say,
Father, I have made a decision to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter what it might take, I shall not bow to sin in Jesus' name, but I shall glorify the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, we speak. Amen. Glory to God. Now praise Him for that blessing. Give Him the praise and glory now in the house of God. Father, in Jesus Christ's name, we thank you right now for this message in Jesus' name. We thank you, dear God, that this message would glorify your name. That, Father, that souls would come to the revelation of your word in Jesus Christ's name. That you're building soul out and consecrated and dedicated people in the kingdom of God. And, Father, we praise your name right now over this message. And we thank you, dear God, that you were speaking to your people this night in Jesus Christ's name. That you're raising up a mighty army of God that's going to go forth in power and dominion and might, and we shall subdue all things in Jesus Christ's name. Now, Satan, we bind you right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We bind every angelic rank of Satan.
Yeah.
We bind every demonic spirit in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We bind every controlling spirit right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We render the devil helpless and powerless in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
And we lift up the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ. And my message tonight is standing firm on the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want you to open your Bibles to 1 Timothy. Let us look at the 4th chapter. And this is so important. For God was speaking to his people, speaking and telling us what shall come to pass. In 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, the 1st verse, it says, Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith. The Holy Spirit power of God was speaking. I said the Holy Spirit was speaking and saying in the last days that we're living in right now, we're living in the last days, many people will depart from the true faith of God's word. Many people will depart from the word of God. And the word of God says, And some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrine of devils. How many know that has existed? How many vessels of God has been in the church have departed from the word of God, have not stood on the word of God? Do you know why? Because the enemy has loosed seducing spirits to draw people off into many things, into sin and the abominations that's against God. And God is looking for a people tonight that's going to say, I'm going to stand in Jesus Christ's name. I am going to glorify the name of Jesus Christ. I am going to preach the gospel to all the nations and all the lands in Jesus Christ's name. No matter what might happen, I'm going to stand. I will not waver. I will not quit. I will not give up. But I will stand firm on the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we know today that Satan does not want the people of God to stand. So seducing spirits have come to seduce people into idolatry, to seduce people in false teachings. But God is raising up a people that's going to speak the words of God in truth and power. And we will not compromise the word of God, but we will stand in the Christ. And right here, as the word of God went forth, it says, given heed to seducing spirits and doctrine of devils. That's exactly what has happened from nation to nation. We sung a song tonight, and it said that we do not worship the idols of the forefathers. We do not worship those idols of the forefathers, but we worship in this generation the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus Christ. God is looking for people that's going to stand to worship Jesus Christ. I believe that one principle in the church should be the worship of Jesus Christ. Other nations, when you begin to see them worship their gods, they worship their gods. And I believe that God is telling us that we need to worship Jesus Christ with all of our heart and mind and soul and spirit like never before. And give him all the praise and glory and honor in the house of God. And I believe that I'm looking at vessels tonight that's going to go forth and teach Jesus Christ to the nation. It shall go forth in power and might and dominion. And you would stand up like Paul did and say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is time that we stand and we're not ashamed of Jesus Christ. We need to preach Jesus Christ on the street corners. Everywhere we would go, we need to preach Jesus Christ. We need to win as many souls into the kingdom of God as we can. It is time that the harvest of God come in. It is time for the souls to come in into the kingdom of God. And it's left up to us tonight to make that decision. God is looking for a people that's soul winners. Those that win souls are wise according to God's word. But because of what we know today that has happened in this generation, many have departed from the faith. Many have departed from the word of God. But God is charging us with that commission. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And this is why we're here tonight. Many should go into many parts of the nation and you will preach the gospel. You will go back to your families and begin to preach the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. You will change the minds of people. You will change nations and you will change this city. Many times, my people, all the people need to know is Jesus Christ and the things that can keep a person away from serving the Lord Jesus Christ. When we begin to preach Jesus Christ, the change is going to come. Yes. And many people shall be delivered and set free by the power and the Spirit of Almighty God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Preach on.
Glory to Jesus Christ. And God wants us to know that tonight in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Another thing that God wants us to know. In 2 Timothy, looking at the second chapter, Paul began to speak to Timothy. And he told him that he had to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. How many in here tonight know that you are a soldier of Jesus? Raise your hand. You're a soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. And right here, it says in the third verse, in 2 Timothy, the second chapter, the third verse, thou therefore endure hardness. Endure what? Hardness. As a what? Good soldier of Jesus Christ. You know what that means? That means that we're going to go through trying times. We're going to go through trials and tribulation. But the most important thing, can we stand? Are we going to stand firm on the gospel of Jesus Christ? When your ministry is shaken, when the things that you're doing for Christ is being shaken, when the enemy tries to disturb you, can you stand on the gospel of Jesus Christ? God is looking for people no matter what the situation might be, no matter what the circumstances might be. Can we actually stand firm on the gospel of Jesus Christ? We need to endure hardness, my people, as a good soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to stand as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, meaning that as we see the things happening in this nation, no matter what we see in the government, it's not going to change our mind.
Yeah.
No matter what might befall nations, it's not going to change our mind. No matter what policies and laws are set in this government, we're going to worship the Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The world needs to see Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It is time that Jesus Christ is glorified throughout this entire world.
Yes.
They need to see the real church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know, we look at that light knows that he is a light, and he is the light of this place. And we need to know that we are lights of this world. We are the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we need to light up this city. If enough of us would get together as God's army, begin to speak Jesus Christ, begin to preach it, great and mighty things are going to happen because we have the power of the Holy Spirit living inside of us. us tonight, if we put our hand to the plow and look back, we are not fit for the kingdom. Once we have entered into the kingdom of God and have accepted Jesus Christ, it is time that we stand firm on that commitment to serve only Jesus Christ. And Paul had the revelation. Paul was thrown into prison. And when he was thrown into prison because of the gospel of Jesus Christ, he began to praise God with all of his heart.
Hallelujah.
When we begin to praise God in the midst of situations and circumstances, something is going to happen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. No matter what we might see, the prison doors were open, and Jesus Christ is telling us today, set the captives free. As we begin to praise God and worship him, mighty things are going to take place. No matter what happened to Paul, he kept glorifying God. He never compromised the word of God. He was not influenced by man, but he was only influenced by the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. And another thing in the fourth verse, it says, no man that warred entangle himself with the affairs of this life. God is speaking, do not entangle yourself with the affairs of this life, but with the affairs of the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to separate ourselves from things that's not of God, to be sold out and consecrated and dedicated to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it says right here that he may please him who had chosen him to be a soldier. We are trying to please Jesus Christ. We are trying to please Jesus Christ, not man, but Jesus Christ. If we begin to please Jesus with all of our heart, then mighty things are going to take place. I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is coming back for a church that's going to be a healed church. A church with no sickness, but a church of victory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
The Lord spoke that to me. He's coming back for a church according to God's word without spot or wrinkle. And not only that, we retain full authority and full charge over the devil. And when we begin to do that, Satan will not be able to plague us with various things. We decreed that in our church, and vessels came in, and cancer was healed. People were set free, believing God that we're going to come to the point in God's work and ministry, to the point of faith where we're going to believe God that every sickness shall go in Jesus' name.
Amen.
For those that believe and stand firm on the words of God, God is causing people in these last days to be sustained. In other words, he's bringing youth back to his people to cause you to be able to do mighty things in a short period of time. He's going to give you supernatural strength. He's going to empower you with his spirit to cause you to be able to do things in a short period of time like never before. Because why? The time is very short. We're living in the last days. And right here it says in the scripture, and if a man also strive for mastery, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. In God's kingdom, whatever we do, we must do it lawfully. We must do it according to the words of God. We cannot do anything in opposition that's against God because it will not work. In other words, God is speaking, do it lawfully, my people. Do it according to God's word, and we shall prosper. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as we begin to do this, we're going to endure hardness as a good soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And right here in the scripture, it says right here in the 10th verse, therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. In other words, why should I endure? Why? Because I desire that others obtain salvation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm enduring for the kingdom of God purpose. I will stand because I desire to see souls coming into the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
The things that God is giving unto us in the last days is vital to his kingdom, vital to what Jesus Christ is doing. We're enduring hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ because we must be the examples in the kingdom of God. We must be the examples in the world today. And no matter what take place, my people, if God can get a remnant of people to stand and to pray and to intercede for the nations and intercede for the cities, then we're going to see great healing miracles. We're going to see so many things that's going to take place. I believe that we're living in a time where there's going to be such an outpouring of God's Spirit like we've never seen before. Great and mighty things are happening in the nation today. I believe that revival is coming to the foreign nations. And revival is going to spill over into the United States of America.
Hallelujah.
I believe that God is allowing the foreign nations to get revival in order that it spill over into America. I believe today that even the scriptures, when the Lord says the first should be last and the last shall be first. And I believe that we are living in that day and time where God is about to change hands. He's about to change the guards. God is about to raise up men and women that you have never in your life heard of before. The Lord showed me people coming in every direction. I said, God, who are those people? The Lord says, I've hid those people. I have trained those people for such a time as this. And I'm about to raise them up, and they would go into nations and they would speak the truth. They would not compromise the word of God. They would not be in tradition. They would not be in paganism. But they were on the priest Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Preach on.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And this is what God is speaking. Revival shall come. And this gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be spread throughout every nation and every kingdom. And the end shall come. And God is not going to allow certain things to happen in the nations until he sees that the gospel has been spread throughout the nations. Many things shall happen, yes. And we know that prophetically. And we cannot change prophecy. There are some things predestined by God that shall happen. We can sit up and pray and pray and pray and ask God not to do particular things. But if God spoke prophetically that it shall happen, it shall come to pass. So what is God speaking? Since we know it's going to happen, God is looking for vessels that's going to stand in the midst of the prophecy in this time, in this day and age, and begin to win as many souls into the kingdom of God as they can. As prophecy is being fulfilled. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And God wants us to know that today. It is important we began to perceive the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we will look at 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter. It says in the first verse, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. How many know we're in the last days? Glory to Jesus.
Amen.
And you know what that signifies? Perilous times mean dangerous times. This is the reason why God is doing this work right now. This is the reason why the gospel of Jesus Christ must be spread. Kings in places shall receive Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. Nations in many areas will change and turn around. But yet we know the sin shall abound in many areas. But yet, that does not stop what Jesus Christ is going to do from city to city, from state to state, and nation to nation throughout this entire world. Yet prophecy says perilous times, dangerous times should come. Do we not see on television, the news, that the nations are in trouble? And now it's time that God raise up an army of people that's going to stand with the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they're going to make an impact in the nation. When these disciples went forth, the word of God says that these are the men that turn the world upside down. And I believe that God is about to raise up men and women today and tonight and forevermore until the coming of Jesus Christ that's going to turn the world upside down for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because it's time. It says right here there's going to be some signs of things that we're going to see. It says for men should be lovers of their own selves. You're going to see men loving themselves, not concerned about the things of Jesus Christ. You're going to see people getting into themselves and selfish ambitions and selfish motives. This is what prophecy says. In other words, we know there's going to be an increase of that. That's part of the signs of things that we shall see that shall take place in this world. It says covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers. They're going to blaspheme God. How many know when you cut the television set on, you hear blasphemy of the Holy Spirit? Blasphemy of Jesus Christ, where people do not respect the name of God. When we speak the name of God, we need to respect God. We need to please, for his name is higher than any name. He said, I will be lifted up above the gods, and I will be lifted up above the heathens.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus Christ,
amen.
For he is God.
Yes.
And right here it says in Scripture, being disobedience to parents. Children, by the month or two, will begin to disobey parents and not respect leadership with parents. That shall increase. Unfaithful, unholy. That shall begin to increase and abound throughout this entire world. These are the signs of the time. How many know that evil has increased? Raise your hand. But how many know that the power of the Lord God is increasing across the nation? Glory to God. How many know that Jesus Christ reigns victoriously?
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The word of God says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. And we're more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. No matter how much sin abounds in this world, Jesus Christ is greater than all sin.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is greater than anything. But yet the Lord said that unholiness shall abound. It shall come, it shall increase. And right here it says, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers. In other words, there's a spirit that's been loosed against the church to falsely accuse the brethren, to cause the brethren to fight against each other, to falsely accuse, to deceive, and to lie, and speak things, to cause people to turn away from each other, to turn away from God. It is time that we begin to love one another with the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. And many times what's missing in the church today is the love of Jesus Christ. People come in off the street, they need the love of Jesus Christ. We need to exemplify the love of Jesus Christ and the unity of God. And I thank God for a people such as yourself with the love of Jesus Christ. And I believe that as we begin to show the love of Jesus Christ, the love of God should be spread abroad by the Holy Spirit. And the people will know that the people of God are people of love.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it says right here, there will be people having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof from such turn away. They would deny the power of God. That is the reason why tonight we need the power of the Spirit of Almighty God. We need the power of the Holy Spirit to reign mightily in our lives tonight in Jesus Christ's name. And I believe that when we begin to do this, we're going to see great and mighty things in our personal life individually. According to 2 Timothy, let us look at the 3rd chapter and the 13th verse. It says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. You mean to tell me evil men should grow worse and worse? Yes. That's according to the words of God. That means that we need to be in a special place and position with the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to fellowship more with Jesus Christ. We need to worship him more, praise him more. Because we know in the last days that we're living in, it says that evil men shall wax worse and worse because we're in the last days. Deceiving and being deceived and great deception shall come. I want you to look at a scripture in Acts the 14th chapter, how Paul stood on the gospel of Jesus Christ. And looking at this particular context of scripture, Paul was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. He did according to what God said. As Paul began to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, everything began to come against this man of God. But no matter what happened to him, he stood on the words of God. He did not stop. When men tried to glorify Paul, he turned around and glorified the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He did not accept the glory of men, but he only accepted that which pertained to Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ was to be glorified. So according to Acts the 14th chapter, let us look at the 11th verse. Acts 14 and 11. I want everyone to see this. To show you how Paul was obeying God, obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ. begin to glorify you. Men would begin to put you on a pedestal. Men would begin to destroy the things of God. And I want to show you what Paul did when he began to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. They thought that he was God because he spoke these things, but he preached Jesus Christ. No matter what, Jesus Christ was lifted up and glorified throughout all the nations that he spoke in. And this is what God desired that we do. In the midst of all the turmoil in the nation, Jesus Christ is telling us to glorify his name. If we glorify Jesus Christ, then the change will automatically come. Glory to Jesus. So right here it says, then the priest of Jupiter, which was before their city, brought oxen and garlands unto the gates, and would have done sacrifice with the people. As I read this, I want you to see what Paul did when he continued to glorify Jesus Christ. And here's an example: when things come unto you, when influences come, are we going to bow to the influence of man? Are we going to stand in the midst of the situation and say, I'm going to glorify the name of Jesus Christ? And right here it says, which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of, they ripped their clothes and ran it among the people crying out. Now this is what they did. They ran in the midst of the people while the people was trying to glorify them, ran in the midst of the people, and they said these things. And saying, sirs, why do ye these things? We also are men of like passions with you, and preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities. That's what Paul said. Turn away from the sin. Turn away from the vanities. Turn away from the idolatry unto the living God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We will be tested.
Yeah.
And the time should come that we will have to stand in the midst of a people and say, turn away from the vanities. Turn away from idolatry and serve the living God. Not the dead statues, but the one that lives, Jesus Christ. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our Messiah and our Savior. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when they began to do that, they saw Jesus Christ lifted up. When we begin to lift up Jesus Christ, he's going to spare people. He's going to spare his vessels because we have not compromised. And right here in this scripture, Paul began to say, turn away from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein. He began to preach Jesus Christ. He preached that Jesus Christ was the creator, the one that created all things. Standing right in the midst of idolatry, he preached Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the boldness of God. And that's why Paul can stand up and say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He can stand up in power and dominion in the midst of idolatry, in the midst of sin, in the midst of the people that had great influence in the nation. And we're going to stand up in the midst of the president, in the midst of prime ministers, and say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto them that believe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God wants us to know that today. Boldness of God. This is what God is speaking tonight, that we're to stand bold before God. Do you know that the system would cause you to have fear? Because of the policy structure of this government. But God is looking for people that will not have fear of the government, will not have fear of the system, but will stand up and come against that which is evil, that's against God and abominations of this world, and so thus said the Lord, amend your ways, said the Lord. It is time to change, move out of sin in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
A pastor came to me in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and he said, Elsa, the time should come when we would go to the governor and say, governor, change your policy, for your policy is against God. And the governor would say, I will not change my policy. And the prophet would stand up and say, for 4 months it shall not rain in this city. And the governor would look up and see no rain. And the governor would say, well, we're going to change the policy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because we are going to be the voice for the nation in Jesus Christ's name. And we shall proclaim the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we will stand up in the midst of this city and say, thus said the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ is speaking today. Change the ways.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Rachel.
Glory to God. people. Because while the time is short, God needs us on this earth to do his work, to carry the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's why God is trying to increase his army in every nation, every city throughout this entire world. And he's got a remnant of people that shall live unto him and that shall proclaim the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. And when Paul began to tell the people to turn away from vanities unto the living God, right here it says in the 16th verse, who in times past suffered, allowed all nations to walk in their own ways. In other words, in time past, years ago, in generation past, the people walked in the ways of their nation, their worship. But you know what God is speaking right now, what Paul was telling the people? God will not suffer the nations to do it anymore. Judgment shall come. God will not suffer the nations to do what they did of old. God is not bringing this thing to a close. That's what he's about to do. The consummation of all things, the end times, are coming to pass. We're approaching a great period in history right now. The Lord said to me, he said that this is the time and I'm building my army. And the Lord said unto me very clearly, he showed me that every prophet in my army. And the Lord showed me a vision of himself and I saw Jesus Christ standing up. And Jesus Christ's arm was lifted out before the church. It's standing like this. It was Jesus Christ. And he said, I'm going to cause you to know those things when it happens. So therefore, I'm going to teach you. I'm going to reveal things to you. In Daniel 12 chapter, the Lord said and gave Daniel a prophecy. In the last days, they shall run to and fro and knowledge shall increase. Why? Because there are going to be some things that shall happen in this nation that we must be aware of. As we begin to see those things and begin to proclaim Jesus Christ, then many shall be turned to the Lord. Many shall be turned to Jesus Christ because of what God prophesied in his word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In other words, God is not going to suffer the nations any longer to continue in their sins. Judgment shall come. Things are going to happen in the nations, my people. Things shall happen. And there's no way that we can escape what's going to happen in the nation because it's prophetic. It's promised by God that these things must come to pass. And right here it says in the 17th verse, nevertheless he left not himself without witness. In other words, Jesus Christ did not leave himself without witness. He's got you and me today. We're the witnesses for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We're the ones that Jesus Christ brought in this generation to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. We're the ones that the Lord Jesus Christ brought forth to proclaim Jesus Christ to all nations. And right here it says, in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. That's what God did. And with these sayings, scarce restrained they the people that they had not done sacrifice unto them. In other words, when they heard Paul speaking, they did not do sacrifice anymore. They stopped. They were angered because this man would not compromise. They were angered because Paul preached Jesus Christ and glorified God, and they could not take that. And right here it says, because Paul glorified Jesus Christ, he was thrown out of the city. And right here in the 19th verse it says, and there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. But let me tell you, my people, the power of God is greater than the power of the devil. And the power of God caused Paul to be resurrected. Right here in the scripture, the 20th verse says, howbeit as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up. As they began to pray, Paul rose up and came into the city. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. Glory to God. Jesus Christ. There's no way. It is predestined by God that Satan shall lose. It is predestined by God that Satan should be thrown in the lake of fire. I will not follow a loser knowing that he's going to be thrown in the lake of fire, and we need to love the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is what God is speaking. You know, many times we ask God, God, how can I make it? What can I do? How am I going to stand? And we ask God many, many questions. And we are still talking about tonight standing firm in the gospel of Jesus Christ. I would ever want to say this to Father.
Father,
I ask you to sustain me,
and to cause me
to stand firm in the gospel,
of
the Lord Jesus Christ. I am determined
that I shall
finish my course,
course
at all costs,
in
Jesus' name.
Satan,
I bind you in Jesus' name. Do not be afraid of the system. Paul was not afraid of the system. He stood before kings when God told him, one thing that I want to say, we're to only do what the Holy Spirit tells us to do. We're to use wisdom in everything, and that's important. God will give us firm directions. When people do not use wisdom, they make serious mistakes. And that's why we need to pray and hear the voice of God. And what God is speaking right now for people to do is to pray. Pray and begin to seek the face of God like never before. So when Paul says that he was persecuted, he said, but I'm not forsaken. Jesus Christ has not forsaken me. You might be persecuted, but Jesus Christ is with you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. And he said, cast down, but I'm not destroyed. Hallelujah. I'm still living, I'm breathing, I'm still preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And my people, you might have been cast down, but you're not destroyed. You're still breathing. You have the life of God. And God is telling you to stand up because you might have been cast down. But my people, you're not destroyed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. And Paul had that divine revelation how to stand firm in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we get that revelation, great and mighty things are going to happen. This is the reason why God told us that we have divine authority through his word. That we're the people of God and stand in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. We should love the Lord Jesus Christ. I love the Lord Jesus Christ with all of my heart, my mind, and my soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we get to that point, let me tell you, the glory of God should be upon us. We need to love the Lord Jesus Christ. Love God. Love the Lord Jesus Christ. He should be first place in our life. When we put Jesus Christ first, we're going to receive the blessings of God and everything that's been predestined by God for us. We shall receive it in Jesus Christ's
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to pray this prayer. So, Father.
Father,
in Jesus Christ's name,
in Jesus Christ's name,
I stand boldly
to proclaim
the gospel
of Jesus Christ.
Father,
I speak
that I am strong
in the Lord
and in the power
of his might.
I speak the mind of God
over
me,
on me,
an anointing of strength.
To pray, but you don't pray. And many times you wonder, God, why is it that I'm going through a wilderness experience and I cannot come out, and you keep going in the same old circle all the time, and you were the same place this year as you were last year, and there's been no changes? There is a spirit called Saturn. Write that down. That is a time-consuming spirit. When you cut the television set on in the morning time and watch it to 4:30 in the evening time, his name is called Saturn. When you never have time to pray, his name is called Saturn. When you never have time to get in the Word of God, his name is called Saturn. Because you get so busy, 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 until you have no time for God. That spirit is an assignment in the last days. It's time consuming. Now, Satan understood that you would not bow down to an image or a statue. So what he made a decision to do is set up another industry. Hallelujah. And he called it Saturn. And Saturn means a time-consuming spirit. So now what we are saying, let's go bow Saturn. In other words, let's go bow time-consuming spirit. All across the billboards in the nation, you see the word Saturn. All across the television media, you see Saturn. This is strategy of the devil. The Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue. And the devil understood that. He wanted the name in the atmosphere because he understood that you are not going to bow down to a statue. So he made you drive one. Hallelujah. Hello, somebody. Glory to God. Territorial forces in a realm of the heavenlies. And this is why God said that we must bind Satan. We must bind his angelic ranks. We must bind his demonic spirits from the heavenlies. Because if that particular warfare is coming from the heavenlies, if you pray like that, you will captivate his activities. Hallelujah. because certain forces operate in the heavens and some operate in the earthly realm. We got to know the difference. Hallelujah. This is what God is telling us in the last days. There's symbolism throughout Las Vegas. I drove to Las Vegas just to see some things. In the midst of this, they have a Las Vegas